The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 433.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a journalist and also the creator of the chocolate podcast, The Slow Melt, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Simran Sethi. Simran, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
I'm doing well, thanks. I am a journalist. I'm the author of the book Bread, Wine, Chocolate, The Slow Loss of Foods We Love, which charts the stories of changes in food and agriculture told through bread, wine, coffee, chocolate, and beer. And I am the host and creator of the first podcast to kind of take people behind the chocolate bar and tell the full story of chocolate. And it is called The Slow Melt.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Simran, what's your cultural background?
I am of Indian descent.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Probably looking at the life of someone like Mahatma Gandhi, who led a very complex life and one that's riddled with kind of challenge. But one of the things that's really struck me is he, and this quote has been co-opted and kind of excerpted in weird ways. But what he said was, first, be the change you wish to see in the world, which often gets paraphrased to or shortened to, I should say, be the change you wish to see. But fundamentally, he was talking about starting from the self, you know, and that before kind of any external change was created, that we had to create the conditions within ourselves for moving boldly and differently through the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And I always believe, you know, especially, you know, learning to be ourselves and having self-confidence, it does have to start with ourselves, for working from within so it can come out into the world. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, I think self-confidence is about feeling a clear sense of purpose, regardless of kind of what the world around you may say. So, for example, when I first set out on doing the initial work that I did in television, you know, my parents had said to me, like, we immigrated to the United States from Germany, and I'm of Indian origin, as I mentioned. And so they had a very clear idea. They wanted me to be either a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, you know, a kind of religious figure, or an engineer. And so when I started working in television, you know, that wasn't within the parameters of what I had been told I could do or what I could be. And so there was just a clear sense that, like, storytelling mattered, you know, and I progressed in that throughout my career. And so for me, self-confidence is about maybe self-awareness coupled with courage, I guess.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, that's something we all go through, right? Especially growing up in an Asian culture, we're just told what to do. You know, it's like, if you're not the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer, or the teacher, it's like, that's not how life is lived, and not realizing, like, there's so many ways to live life, right? You can be who you want to be. And sometimes, you know, we have to do things that other people might not, you know, see as something good. But if we know in our heart that that's what we want, we should go out there and go after it. And you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I mean, I think it wasn't like a lightning bolt. I feel like self-confidence grows and shrinks in proportion to how I feel on any given day. It's something that's dynamic, always changing for me. But I think what the years have taught me, so maybe moving particularly from my 30s into my 40s, and now I'm 46, like, what those years taught me was that I wasn't alone. So choosing to end my marriage, choosing to leave a tenured, you know, academic post, choosing to sell my house and spend 5 years on 6 continents researching a book, like, these aren't things people typically do. And they're acts that create tremendous instability. But for me, they were directly tied with a clear sense of who I was or who I wanted to be. And I always wanted to be able to, more than anything, use myself as my touchstone. So know that, you know, even though everyone around me didn't agree with my decisions, that I knew that, you know, in the quietest moments when I was alone, that I would be at peace with the decisions that I had made. So I would say that that has come over time. And then realizing that, you know, like I mentioned, you know, maybe like 6 years ago, realizing I wasn't the only person doing that stuff, you know, that there were a lot of other people who were choosing to live their lives in ways that seemed, you know, maybe against the norm, maybe not the most lucrative, maybe not the most fame seeking or whatever it was. I mean, you know, that they had made decisions that were in integrity with who they were or who they wanted to be. And so that's been really cool. And I think a lot of that has also come from like leaving that job and traveling a lot. And so I've had the chance to meet so many people, you know, living their true mission and manifesting their values in so many different ways.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you went, you know, all these realizations that you had in the years. And I think the best thing is learning that we're never alone when it comes to this journey. You know, sometimes we feel like we're the only ones who kind of live a different life, not realizing like there's so many other people out there who are doing it. Maybe we just don't hear it as much. And the more that we can see that there's more people out there who choose to, like you mentioned, travel the world, leave a job that they hate, or, you know, leave a marriage that's not working, you know, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes things just don't work out the way you want, and there's better things out there. And, you know, because of your realization, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, well, I want to back up a minute and say I didn't hate my job, but I knew that I could find greater fulfillment doing something else. I'm sure many people would have stayed in their marriage because that's the thing that you're supposed to do, but I longed for a different kind of partnership. So it wasn't that these things weren't okay. It was that I had the self-confidence to know that I would be okay even if I wasn't in these particular situations. I haven't really settled back down since I started traveling for my book, and that's been pretty interesting. In the last couple of years, I've made Melbourne, Australia my home base, Istanbul, Turkey. I'm now spending the next few months in Rome, Italy. My book was just translated into Italian. And so I think I've had a wildly adventurous and exciting time of it lately, and I'm often quite tired. Like, my body doesn't know what time zone to land in, but it's really interesting to kind of come to a place where I guess I'm nourished in completely different ways. And I feel pretty darn good about things now. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I would just say, keep on, you know, that if you take time to get really quiet and just sit quietly, maybe walk in nature without headphones on or meditate, that there are always these smaller voices that emerge, you know, that kind of, I think, are our truest, deepest selves. And for me, that's also the place where self-confidence comes from. I mean, we can't really be confident in kind of who we are and how we're moving in the world if we don't really understand ourselves. So I think taking a little time to nurture that voice and to believe in yourself and whatever your dream is, like, it's real and it's true and it's possible, you know, and to let yourself really imagine what that can be and then live into it.
Thanks for sharing that. And that was a great tip that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, check out your book or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Simran Sethi. That's SimranSethi. You can also find me on my website, which is SimranSethi.com, or you can go to theslowmelt.com and check out the podcast and find me through there as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Simran, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Simran's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Simran for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show today. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.